This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Warren in Missouri says, how should Christians rightly respond to humor that makes light of the Bible and, in particular, the person and work of Jesus Christ? Given the wide array of factors, level of offensiveness, audience, relationships, are there any consistent guidelines we can apply? Point being, how do we decide when to be the only person in the room who is not laughing and risk confirming the stereotype of Christians as moralistic killjoys?
That's a great way to end the question, because that's the hard part. That is the lived out hard part. I had an answer already formulating in my head, and when he got to that part, I said, "Oh, I'm with you, guy. I hate to be in a situation where something begins to happen that you regard as offensive or dishonoring to the Lord, and everybody's laughing but you, and their only category for that is you're a dud. You are a dud." Now, I think the only answer to that is not that you join in the laughter. I really don't think something that dishonors the Lord should suck us in. The answer is, hopefully they know you in a wider context and they know you're not a dud. You're full of laughter and you're full of joy and you're full of service and love to people. So that this little thing here that you're not laughing, they might feel, oh, you're making the rest of us feel bad. But deep down, they know what's going on. Or you might even say what's going on. And you might say it in a non-condemning way, even though they may feel condemned, to say, I love the Lord so much, I just don't want to treat him so lightly. And you can say it with a smile on your face, and they might or might not get it, but later, if they see you loving people and joyful in all the parts of your life that are appropriately joyful, then I don't think it's going to ruin your witness. So back to my originally formulated answer. I went to a musical not too long ago, and it was all built on a biblical theme, and it was all painfully lighthearted, ignoring all the main points of the text. And I found it burdensome to watch it, and I wouldn't encourage it. I just would not encourage us to tell stories or tell jokes about precious things that make it hard to treat those things as precious. Now, I could give you illustrations right now of what jokes that have been made out of biblical phrases, but I'm not going to do it, because if a person has not heard of some of these, I will lodge the very name in their minds that is lodged in my mind for the last 40 years of certain biblical phrases that when I say them today, I have to do a double take. I have to hear the silly, funny use that's been made of this phrase, and then I have to stop and say, this is one of the most precious phrases in the Bible. I'm not going to go there, but it's in my head, so I'm not going to put it in their head on this radio program. I would just encourage people, don't participate in that. If somebody's really saying clever things about baptism or clever things about the blood of Jesus or clever things about speaking in tongues, or and it's everything's being funny, 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 just don't go there. Just say, just creatively steer on to something joyful.
I want to add one more nuance to this and see if it changes the picture at all. What if it's coming from other Christians? There was an example of something that happened in my own family where someone brought a video that was from a primetime show that made Jesus look like a Yahoo, just mocked him. And they brought it as if it was funny, and they all laughed. And this young lady I know was ostracized and lost her best friend at that point because she was hurt over it. She wasn't self-righteous in her response. She was hurt. And they just shunned her.
Well, that's a price you're just going to have to pay. And hopefully her joy in the Lord will not be undermined by that, and her witness will return. And I mean witness to believers, not just unbelievers. There are we live in such a media entertainment saturated age that I would say the typical worship service in America today makes light of Jesus. The typical one. Because, I've been listening to six lectures on the internet recently on serious biblical exposition from the Old Testament, and there is constant humor being interjected that is of a trivializing kind. I would say that's typical. I would say that it's very unusual to go to a church and find a, let's call it, joyfully serious sermon where there's no little effort to lighten the moment with some silly little comment about this or that. I would say it's just typical for people to use humor in a trivializing way so that it degenerates from what Spurgeon called the robust belly laugh of something that's truly funny to the levity of trivializing holy things.
If you enjoy Ask Pastor John, check out our 25-minute daily teaching program on the front page at desiringgod.org. And visit our online resource library for a myriad of free resources. It's all waiting for you at desiringgod.org.